Hey, thank you for listening to my podcast. Now, if you're looking for help scaling your e-commerce business or advertising campaigns on Facebook and other platforms, then I want to invite you for a free strategy session. We help entrepreneurs scale from six figures to seven figures and even to eight figures with their e-commerce businesses. So if that's what you're looking for, then I want to invite you. There should be a link somewhere here so you can apply for a free strategy call and we'll see how we can help you out. Hey guys, in this video, I want to show you the $4 million Facebook ads targeting strategy. This is something confusing to a lot of people. They don't know which targeting options they should use. Should I go after lookalikes, interests, broad audiences? How I should structure those targeting campaigns so that I go after buyers, I get higher ROAS from my ads, I get more profitable advertising spend. With all of the competition, this is super, super important, guys. I want to show you exactly what we are using, how we are structuring our campaigns, different targeting options that we are utilizing. And before we get started, please hit a like button and subscribe button on my channel. I put a lot of energy into these videos and I will appreciate that a lot. So here is one of the ad accounts you can see here. Spent $4 million, guys, from the beginning of the year. 223 million impressions, pretty much the whole population of the United States, if you think about it. A few principles that you have to understand. Facebook is smart. You have to use its algorithm. They want to go after super small audiences because they think that this is where the buyers are. And this is a lot of nonsense, right? Because let's say you have like an audience of 100,000 people. You're not really going after 100,000 people. You're only going after let's say 10,000 people in that audience that would likely to buy your product. Facebook is trying to show your ads to people who are most likely to convert. Now imagine how fast you will saturate that audience, how many purchases you can even potentially get from that audience of 10,000 people. Also considering that you have competition. Imagine there's like 20 different advertisers trying to get the same audience. That's why you have to utilize the algorithm. And guys, another rule, the more you advertise, the less targeting you need. The more you advertise, the more you can go after broad audiences without any limitations whatsoever. And another rule, guys, everything that works on Facebook works from the beginning. A lot of people start trying to season the pixel, waiting forever to get that data. And that stuff simply doesn't work. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, then just kill the ads. This way you'll save a lot of money on testing. And guys, don't go after audiences smaller than 1 million people. Even better if you go after 5, 10 million audiences, let Facebook do its work. So you can see here, inside of the real ad account, this is one of the campaigns here that you can see spent $134,000, right? Which is pretty cool. The biggest audience here is this one. And if you look at the reach here, the potential reach is 174 million people. One campaign here that spent $1 million, right? Like literally big, big, big campaign. So if we go inside of this campaign, so the reach here is 62 million people. Combined audiences, big audiences that you can just like accumulate, you can stack them together, like big influencers, for example. And pretty much you can see 1865 women United States, very broad. So what a lot of people will try to do is they'll go here and they'll start playing with it. And so what they're doing now is like they're pretty much limiting the algorithm from the optimization. Guys, your effort is best spent on optimizing the creative, the angles for the ads, your landing pages, the conversion rate. So when you're advertising on Facebook, you have to let it go. And from there, I can like see which ones of them resonate and which of them are not resonating so that I can further refine my targeting strategy. Stacking interests is something, guys, that you can try so you can see people who match, for example, all of these interests here. Pretty much we combine all of them together, like 35 to 65, pretty broad, like different countries, 174,000 people. This ad set here spent like $100,000, $11 per purchase. Very, very cool. We're going after the segments of the audience, combining them together. So now we have a bigger audience and that makes it more sustainable and more scalable. Because if you only had, let's say, one interest, you will quickly saturate that interest over time because there's only so many potential buyers in there. Even here, we went like through 10 million impressions, right? And the most likely people to buy, we probably already hit them. And guys, I wanted to share with you the scaling brief, right? Like once you kind of like have this foundation of the targeting options, here is what you can do. You would spend 80% of your advertising spent on the winners and 20% spent on tests. In our business, we would spend like 80, 90% of your budget on the audiences that we've had those same audience like 2, 3 years ago. Let's say the audience like weight loss, always people coming in and out of that audience. There are people who's starting to get more interested in weight loss. And there are also people that stop being interested in weight loss. You probably don't need more than like 5, 10 core audiences to do like at least, you know, seven figures a year in revenue. So step number one, 10 ad sets, 2 ads as initial test. If profitable after 24 hours, 3 new ads and ad sets a day. If not profitable after 24 hours, kill the test. If break even, you can run for 24 hours more. KPIs to look for, and it will be different for different countries. Click-through-rate link, click-through-rate, CPC cost per link click. We're looking at CPM and then website KPIs, like cost per ad to cart, CPA, ROAS, conversion percent, percentage and add to cart percentage. Step number two is, if profitable after 24 hours, all profitable ad sets should be duplicated 3 times with 5x the budget. You'd also optimize and kill early if it doesn't work. You'd also duplicate 3 times with 10x budget and cost cap. And cost cap equals ad set number one will be your break-even CPA. Ad set number two will be your break-even CPA minus $1. And ad set number three will be your break-even CPA plus $1. If unprofitable, you kill the test. Step number three, if profitable after 7 days, you would have custom original content website optimized for higher AOV. Profitable ad sets, you would increase budget 25% a day after every profitable day. And you would kill it if it's not profitable in the last 3 days plus today. Make several interest stacks, right? It's like one of them would include 5 interests, another would include 5 interests. And then you'd also have broad, and broad would have no targeting. Create 3 CBO campaigns with 3 assets. So one of them would have the stack of interest number one, another would have stack of interest number two, and another one would be just broad. Optimize on ad set level using sale, kill, or scale rule. So you would do 3 creatives and 3 scroll stoppers creative tests a week. So 3 assets and $10 budget each per creative. Optimize your website for AOV. So you would have to test cross sales and upsell sequences, price point, landing page design. You would have to improve your customer support. You'd have to have the dedicated support manager and toll-free phone lines. And after 30 days, stop drop shipping and bring in stock. Custom label and packaging, stock and shipping times 2-4 day max. You can still fulfill from China, but what we usually do is we buy the inventory and we keep it in our warehouses in China so that we can ship very, very fast. And step number 5 is review and refine the strategy. So you have to view it as testing cycles and do more of what works. For example, with our team, every week we are reviewing the ads, we're reviewing creatives, we're reviewing like targeting options. So let's say these targeting options work. This becomes our core audiences that we can go after again and again and again. We know that there's a lot of buyers in those audiences. So all we have to do in that case, we have to refine our creative strategy, right? And that's totally a different topic, guys. You can check my channel. I covered a whole creative strategy that you can copy for yourself. You can also comment UGC so I can send you my UGC documents that you can use for yourself, and you can start sourcing more creative and can scale a lot faster. With this setup, guys, you can build a 7-figure business. Thank you so much for watching. I hope you enjoyed this video. If you like this video, please hit a like button, subscribe to my channel. Let me know what you think in the comments. Comment UGC so I can send you some resources to help you scale your creative, and I'll see you guys in the next video. Thank you.
Hey, thank you for listening to my podcast. Now, if you're looking for help scaling your e-commerce business or advertising campaigns on Facebook and other platforms, then I want to invite you for a free strategy session. We help entrepreneurs scale from 6 figures to 7 figures and even to 8 figures with their e-commerce businesses. So if that's what you're looking for, then I want to invite you. There should be a link somewhere here so you can apply for a free strategy call, and we'll see how we can help you out.